Good morning. My name is Judge Donald Horowitz. I'm from Seattle, Washington in the United States, and I'm interviewing you today for the ICTR Information Heritage Project. You're aware of that, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And would you give us, please, your name, the country you're originally from, and your job title?
Yeah. My name is Olalade Benson. Originally from Nigeria, now I live in the UK, and I'm an English translator with the ICTR.
And you translate what languages to what languages?
From French into English.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say you live in the UK, you mean Great Britain?
Yes, Great Britain, okay. Yeah.
And how long have you worked for the ICTR?
I joined the ICTR in September 1996.
Okay. And before that, when you... we've talked before, we've had a brief conversation. When you were, I gather, in Nigeria, or in your earlier experience, you had had some concerns over problems with that children had.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It just breaks my heart to see children running around half naked, hungry, without shoes, and...
Where did it first
actually first struck me in Addis Ababa.
Okay, yeah, in Ethiopia.
In Ethiopia, yeah. It's a cold country, and I just could not understand how children would roam about the streets without shoes, without the proper clothing, you know, for the weather. Okay. And sometimes they'll run after you, pull at your my trousers or something, asking me for money.
Mm-hmm. And, so let me go back and let's put a context to that,
yeah.
Okay? You grew up in Nigeria.
I grew up in Nigeria.
And when did you have your education in Nigeria?
Primary, secondary, yes.
Okay.
Then I spent 4 years in Togo. Then I did a post-graduation in translation in Belgium.
Okay, and in Togo, is that where you went to?
First degree,
upper
4 years.
Yeah, and what was your degree in?
In French, first degree in French.
Okay. Then I did. Is French your native language?
No, English.
English is?
Because
of Nigeria.
Yeah.
And where in Nigeria did you?
Lagos, I'm a Lagos girl.
In Lagos, okay. and then Togo, and then?
Then I went to Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
For a postgraduate in translation and interpretation.
What led you to be interested in that?
In French or?
In translation.
In translation. I think my father had a friend who had a hotel in Togo at that time. So when I finished my O-levels, they were looking for something for me to do. And he said, okay, why don't we go visit my friend in Togo? And he knew the dean at the Faculty of European Languages. And they got talking, and that was how I was enrolled on the course.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't looked back since then. I'm very happy with what I'm doing.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
More people should have that.
Yeah, I'm really happy because, I mean, the exposure, you know, you meet a lot of people and all that from different parts of the world.
What year did you get your degree in language?
77, I finished my O-levels. 81.
Okay.
Then 83, I finished my postgraduate in translation. Yeah.
And from 83 on, when did you give a... Tell it, what was...
I worked briefly for the government of Nigeria while trying to find my feet in, you know, in the translation, in the field of translation, because it's very difficult when you come in. Everybody considers you a rookie. You don't have experience. They don't want to give you a chance. Then I did a few jobs for ECOWAS. ECOWAS, Economic Community of West African States,
okay.
The sub-regional organization for West African countries. And they had an office in Lomé. And since I had lived in Lomé for 4 years, I found myself shuttling between Lagos and Lomé. And
tell me where Lomé is.
Togo.
Okay.
That's where I did my first degree,
right.
Which is like 4 or 5 hours away from Lagos. You know. And then somebody mentioned my name to the guy who recruits at the OAU. Organization of African Unity in Addis Ababa, and that's how I started doing OAU meetings as well.
And that's when you went to Ethiopia?
That's when I went to Ethiopia.
And tell me what year you came to Ethiopia.
Ethiopia between 90 and 96, sometimes 2 to 3 times a year.
Okay, and it was there that you, it first came,
the first,
the
yeah,
kids,
yeah,
the kids
yeah,
first came to your
me,
attention.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was your job specifically at in Ethiopia?
Translation, English translator.
Now, is there a difference between translation and interpretation?
There is.
Tell us the difference.
Translator, it's more, we write, we translate documents. Interpreters interpret people who are talking.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Have you, in the course of your career, done both?
I have,
okay.
But I'm not very comfortable with interpretation.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a bit. Okay, so you were in Ethiopia from
1990 to 1996, on and off.
Six years,
because I was a freelance translator.
Ah, okay, yeah, you freelance. Weren't employed.
Yeah, I wasn't employed. It was freelance.
Right.
Anytime they needed someone to relieve somebody who'd gone on leave, or they had a big meeting and they needed more hands, then they had a list from which they just recruited freelance.
Yeah. Okay.
They'll send you a ticket and.
And during that period of time, did you do almost exclusively translation?
Translation, for the OAU, only translation.
Only translation.
Only translation.
All right, and then in 1996?
I joined the ICTR, September 96.
Let me go back 2 years.
Yeah.
April 1994.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Do you remember where you were then?
I was in the UK then. I had to move to the UK.
You were in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, in London, yeah.
What were you doing there?
There was an OAU meeting in Tunis, the summit, and from there I moved on to the UK. I just added, I think, $200 to the ticket the OAU had bought for me, and I moved to the UK. And there were problems in Nigeria, election problems, rioting and all that. So my brother just decided to send I have two sons. So he sent my sons to me, and all the schools were closed and all that. And he said, why don't you register your kids in school? And that is how I moved to the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in April 1994, you were in the UK.
I was in the UK.
And did you hear?
I did, and
about
I saw loads of images on the TV.
Had you had any previous connection with Rwanda or the states around Rwanda?
Not really, but an interesting thing happened. While I was trying to get a job in the UK, I started doing voluntary work. I was working with Concern Worldwide. They have an office in Rwanda, and with Africa Rights, Ricky Omar. And they also had an office in Rwanda. And I was doing some translation and just odd jobs, bits and pieces around the office. And the more I read materials, the more interested I was in not just Rwanda as such, but in doing voluntary work. You know. And that really aroused the passion that I had to do that kind of thing more in me.
Okay. You know, yeah.